Thank you. Come on up. Good morning, everyone. What a beautiful morning for praise and worship. Every morning is a great morning for that, though. As Reverend Trent said, my name is Leah. I am with Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge, and I am so blessed that I get to do this. I get to hear testimonies every single weekend and the work that God is doing in every person's life behind me. So that is so incredible. Is there anyone here that has not heard of Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge? It's okay if you haven't, but if you have, that means we're doing our job and getting the word out there. So that's great. So I won't spend a whole lot of time on Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge's past. Sorry, guys. If I'm moving this cord too much, let me know. So we are a faith-based treatment and recovery center. We have both in and outpatient. So most people know about teen challenges through our long-term program, which is what every single person behind me here is in right now. It's about 13 months. But Teen Challenge itself was founded in 1958 out in New York. So it is a global organization. We're in over 89 countries, and there's over 1,000 centers worldwide, which that alone right there is incredible. In the United States, there's 250 centers, and Minnesota being the largest. I actually just looked at our census numbers on Friday, and normally every Sunday when I share this information, I say there's over 600 clients in our programming. Now we're over 700. Yep, so that's incredible. So again, like I said, it is statewide. So that's not just in the Twin Cities. So we have both in and outpatient, residential treatment, and then outpatient where some people might just, you know, go to work or have a full day and then go in for their outpatient services and then leave at the end of the day. So we aren't housing over 700, but over 600 we are. So that alone right there is incredible. We have centers in Duluth, Brainerd, Buffalo, and Buffalo is our boys' camp. So it's strictly for male teens. And then we have Rochester. We actually just broke ground last fall for a women's center down in Rochester, which is incredible. That right there, the growth, it's so needed down in Rochester. The closest center for any long-term treatment for women was up in the cities. So the fact that they're going to have that in Rochester alone is just incredible. And then, of course, in the Twin Cities. We have numerous buildings within the Twin Cities, but we're all essentially one campus. Up first, we are going to have Brett, and he'll be sharing his testimony. If you guys could welcome him up with me.
I'm Brett. I'm 25 years old. I've been believing lies about myself since I can remember. The key catalyst of that was when I was like around 11 or 12 years old. My mom hightailed it to Europe with some European guy. So I felt like I felt rejected. I felt like I didn't have much value. And so, you know, that's when the lies really started. And as soon as I found drugs and alcohol, that took away all my anxieties, all my worries, all my hatred for myself, all my depression. So started that when I was 15. So 10 years of addiction. I've been trying to get sober since I was 19, and I just haven't been able to do it. I always thought if I could kick the drugs and alcohol, I'd be cool. Turns out I'm the problem. So that's what I've learned from this place. I've learned how spiritually bankrupt I am, how broken I am, and how I've been believing lies for so long that they've become truths to me. I'm gearing up to get out of here, and I'm getting bombarded with lies. Lies like, you're not going to make it. You're going to fail again. You're going to let everyone down again. But now I know that I know what they are. They're lies, and now I know that I have help. I mean, Jesus is one, and I just got to walk in victory. So, you know, that's what I got for you. Thank you.
Thank you, Brett. You know, your testimony brings me back to within your prayer that you were sharing earlier. I took some notes because we were talking about, you know, foundations ourselves or our calling or a path that we have. And God has a plan for everyone. And the enemy is real, but God is more real to me. The enemy tells lies all the time. I struggle with that. You know, I have these lies that fill my head, and it's all the enemy. And God has a plan. I can't emphasize that enough. So for the fact that you just share that is just great. and Teen Challenge, I believe in it so much because we have a strong foundation in God, and what I call our four pillars. We have our prevention team, which goes out to schools. We have our short-term program, our long-term program, and then our aftercare. Our four pillars that are the core foundation of Teen Challenge and why I think we work. It's just so incredible that it's not, okay, here's treatment, you're in here for 30 days, then you go back out to the same routines, the same family, the same friends that you were with before, and just try to not use. It's, you know, it's looking at life patterns and lifestyles and people that may be a negative influence in your life. So with those four pillars, the first one that I mentioned was our prevention team. We have a Know the Truth team that goes out to schools around the state of Minnesota and talks about drugs and alcohol. And we have clients that actually volunteer their time and go out and talk about their use. Have any of you guys behind me gone out with Know the Truth? Okay, yeah, that's a good amount, which is awesome. So they get to go out and say, this is my story. This is how it happened. I grew up hearing about drugs and alcohol with, they're bad, don't do them, and that's it. And that opens the door to curiosity. You know, a lot of times I didn't even hear about drugs or alcohol until I was in those assemblies, learning about drugs. What is that? Why is that a thing? What's going on here? So these stories that these clients share is, this is how it happened with one compromise. It started with a sports injury, and I was prescribed painkillers, and then it escalated from there. It all starts with one compromise, which is so great for kids to hear, because so many testimonies you'll hear people say, I didn't think that was going to be me. That wasn't going to be me. There's no way that was going to happen. And it does, and it's real. So our prevention program, which is called Know the Truth, it's completely funded by grants and by our Cars for Recovery program. There's more information at the table on everything that we talk about today, but for Cars for Recovery as well. We accept cars in any shape or form, whether they're working, whether they're just a shell. People donate their cars to Cars for Recovery, and through selling those, through fixing those up, whatever it may be, that is how that program is funded. Up next, we're going to transition, and Vicky is going to be singing Healer for us. Let's welcome Vicky.
You hold my
awesome job, you guys. I said this earlier, but I just love hearing you guys loud and ready to sing Hearts on Fire. It's just so great. I love hearing it every Sunday. It's not always easy. Sometimes we have trips. We go down to Mankato, and these guys are waking up at 4:30, 5 o'clock. So I really appreciate you guys here at present today. It makes a big difference. There was a recent study within the last year released by the U.S. General Surgeon on drugs and alcohol, and just full of facts. One that really stood out to me was on any given day in the United States, over 21 million Americans are dealing with some form of addiction, drug or alcohol addiction. 21 million, that's just incredible to me. Something else that's so much more incredible, though, is that every single person behind me today has a story. And every single person you'll hear, look what God has done. Look at the transformation he's done in my life, in my heart, with my family. It is so incredible. Up next, we're going to have Michelle, and she'll be sharing her testimony. Let's make sure we welcome Michelle.
Hello. I'm Michelle. I'm 55 years old. I've been in the program for about 7.5 months. I started using drugs and alcohol when I was 15. And took a break here and there, but not much of one. So I've been using for probably 40 years, drugs and alcohol. And I've been in and out of jail numerous times, in prison twice. I lost my family due to my alcohol and drug usage. My daughter, I recently gained restoration with those people. The program is amazing. It's transformed me. I've accepted Jesus Christ, and the program's really difficult. You have lots of contracts, and you live with a bunch of women, which is difficult in itself, right? But through Jesus Christ, my family's come back to me, and so I'm really blessed to be talking to you. I'm alive and well and doing well, and yes, and you know, it's you people that touch us a lot. It's really hard to get up here and say things like this, but God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle. A lot of people will make, you know, a joke that it's Teen Challenge. It's not easy for a reason. So thank you for sharing that. And it's so true. I know I shared a room with siblings until I was in the 10th grade, and that was such a struggle. That was only with a couple siblings. That wasn't with 100 other women. So every weekend I hear stories about struggles, but I also hear stories of all the clients behind me lifting each other up. It's a brotherhood and a sisterhood. And it's just so incredible seeing that. So going back to our pillars that we have, I talked about our prevention and now our short term. So our short term is our licensed treatment, and it's anywhere from 7 to 90 days. It's different for every person what the level of care that they need or treatment that they need. But that tends to just scratch the surface. You hear a lot of times in testimonies, I was in short term and I knew I needed more. I knew I needed to figure out what was going on. Why am I feeling this way? Not even knowing why, just there's something more. There's something more that I need. So a lot of times clients transfer from short-term into long-term. Short-term is a great place for people to start that say, I can't do 13 months. I can't be in treatment for a year. So if someone has a loved one, they'll say, how about you just do something short for me? Just try this out. See how it goes. If someone has a job, a family, a life, they say, I can't do long-term. Start them in short-term. How many of you guys behind me came from short-term into long-term program? That is almost every single person, which is incredible right there. If anyone sharing their testimony later wants to talk about that transition from short-term to long-term, what made you want to go, feel free to do so. But it's just incredible seeing that transformation where so many people think and know, I need more, I don't know what it is. Little do they know that it's God scratching at their heart, scratching at that surface. Up next, we are going to have Trevor, and he'll be singing Overcome. We can welcome Trevor.
Thank you. destined to die, poured out for all mankind. God's only Son, perfect and spotless one. He never sinned, but suffered as if he did. All authority, every victory is yours.
Hey, you're worthy of.
Awesome job, guys. I love that. I love that I get to hear those songs, and it gets me more pumped and me more excited to be up here. Sorry, that's selfish of me, but you guys are just great. I love this. I can't emphasize enough how much this is a brotherhood and a sisterhood and how much everyone supports each other and encourages each other. As mentioned previously, we hear lies in our head. We hear stories that we're not enough, we're not good enough. Our biggest struggles, our biggest defeats. We are enough. Through God, God is more than enough, all that we will ever need. We really just support each other and encourage each other. I love that I get to come around the corner and see clients praying together. Someone's had a big interview before, and I see five guys circled around one guy praying for his plan and his purpose in his life. If this may not be the job that God wants him to have, let him accept that. Let him accept that defeat. But just seeing everyone uplifting each other, encouraging each other, not saying that there aren't fights and struggles, but seeing that everyone here is to support each other. Up next, we have Alonzo sharing his testimony. If you could come on down. This is his first time sharing. So you got this.
Hi, everyone. This is actually my first time sharing my testimony ever in front of anyone. So so yes, my name's Alonzo, and I'm 30 years old, and I'm not really going to glorify or go too much in detail, but I just want to share what God has done for me. And that's honestly something that I thought was impossible. Growing up, I used to be very shameful of my addiction. I used to be addicted to methamphetamine. I used to shoot up. And for about 17 years, I was just in this this grasp. I really didn't know where to seek this feeling of content. I was looking for other friends. I was ignoring family at that time. And what Teen Challenge has really brought to me is hope. The song that we sung earlier, I'm no longer a slave to fear, really. Every time we sing that, I just can't stop from crying, because every one of us here, we're no longer slaves to that addiction. We have hope, and I am one of the guys who started in short term. I went to Teen Challenge on my own because, like I said, I'm 30 years old, and then there comes a part in your life where you realize that you have to make a decision. You have to come to Jesus, and you have to just you basically have to surrender. You have to trust in Him. There isn't anything in life that big or small that He's not able to overcome. And when you just give Him your full heart and you just open up to Him, He's able to just move mountains, and the unthinkable becomes possible. And like I said, I never thought I was going to beat this addiction. And here I am. I moved into long-term, and I spent 88 days in short-term, and it was... I've made the decision to move on to long term, because I feel that there is no way that I overcame this addiction by myself. I relied heavily on the Bible. I prayed. My mom prayed. My mom's able to sleep at night, and it's just wonderful. I've got great brothers here, and I literally see God just moving miracles, and I just want to tell everyone who's struggling out there, or who knows anyone who's struggling, just pray. The greatest thing that He just wants us to do is just trust in Him and just learn to just have patience, just enduring. We don't know when our blessing is going to come, but if you have that patience in life, you're able to overcome anything. So thank you.
What an incredible first testimony. That was, gosh. Every weekend I tell myself I'm not going to cry, and I never fulfill that promise. So, you know, I'm trying. It's just, whew, Alonzo, awesome. God is so good. Just hearing that, you know, coming from short-term to long-term and that transformation. I need to gather myself a little bit. Transitioning from short-term to long-term. Long-term is hard. It's a long time. And as Michelle mentioned earlier, they all have contracts that they work on, because not everyone's road to recovery is the same. Not everyone's path is the same in life. And so it's different for every client in the program. They have different contracts that they work on, different struggles. I know I, you know, may not think I have an issue with authority until I realize that I'm very bullheaded and I like doing things my way. And God says, oh, nope, not going to happen that way. We're going this way. So we all have different things we struggle with. What are some contracts you guys are working on? Just shout them out. Shame, conflict resolution, humility, integrity, self-esteem, grief, and loss. So there's a lot of them, and they're always working on different ones. There's different levels in the long-term program, so much that I didn't know about until I came to Teen Challenge to work, that there's levels 1 through 4, and each level they work on different things, different contracts. And then level 4, they start to transition out of the program because it's not just, hey, here's a long-term, really intense program, and then, all right, go back to how it was before, good luck. It's transitioning them back out into what some might call the real world, and just making sure we can set everyone up for success. So setting people up for success, make sure that they have a job or they're going back to school, make sure that every client has sober living, whether that's, you know, a sober house, whether to make sure that the house they're going back to with their family is a sober house, whether it's transitional housing that we have at Teen Challenge ourselves. We make sure every client has a home church that they can go to and keep their strong foundation in God. And then we also make sure that every client has a mentor. Having a mentor is something that is so strong and so important. And I love hearing about these relationships because just last weekend, I heard someone say, why do people need a mentor? What does a mentor do? Mentors do a lot. And it's just a relationship that a lot of times, even if it's just getting out of the building, oh my gosh, I need to get away from all of these people that I'm with all the time. My mentor came and picked me up on a Tuesday night. We went and got coffee and we walked around and talked. A mentor is someone that has a strong foundation in God and can help share their struggles and listen to their client's struggles as well. It's so incredible just hearing that, you know, a lot of times I have the same struggles that the clients do. I was with a woman last weekend who was not sure about housing, what was going to happen next, and trusting in God. And I have my plan. I know what I want, and God's not giving it to me. So what is that plan that God has for me? So that mentorship is just so great for clients to talk with mentors and say, oh my gosh, I had no idea you're dealing with this struggle as well. If anyone has any questions on mentors, they're always needed. But again, more information at the table in the back. Does anyone here not have a mentor? Not yet. Yep, so that's a good amount. We always try to pair up clients with mentors as soon as we can, and there's always a need. It's about once or twice a month, depending on the mentor and mentee, the relationship that they have. But again, they're so needed. If anyone has any questions, I can answer more on that. Up next, we are going to have Natalie, and she'll be singing Holy Spirit. Let's welcome Natalie up.
Worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're a living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. That could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord, more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord.
Hi, my name is Natalie. I'm 35. I came into the program 10 months ago after a three-year addiction to methamphetamine. And like many people behind me, I grew up in a house where I didn't really have a whole lot of love. I was molested at a very young age by a family member. My dad left when I was young, so I felt abandoned. My mom remarried many times, so I always felt betrayed by her because she chose her men over her children. And so needless to say, growing up, I didn't really trust adults, and I didn't really have a whole lot of respect for them either. I didn't think that they had my best interests at heart. In junior high and high school, I started hanging out with the kids who were smoking weed and drinking alcohol. I never really had any major consequences throughout that time, so I never thought that smoking weed on a daily basis was a problem. And then I started drinking more heavily once I got into my 20s. I got into a relationship where I thought, we were in love. I thought our dreams were coming true. I had my own children. I thought everything was going to be great. He started to become abusive. And I remained in that relationship for about 6 years just because I wanted my children to have a better life than what I had. But I realized after that it just wasn't worth staying. My kids were going to grow up and see their dad abusing me, and I didn't want that either. So when I left, I did everything that by the world standards looked like I was a success. I had my own job, I had my own apartment, my own car, and I was doing pretty well by the world standard, like I said. But one thing I realized now is I was doing it in my own strength. And so I used all those things from childhood to drive me, to be my motivator that, I was gonna make it and I was gonna make this happen. At 31, I was introduced to methamphetamines by a neighbor. And when I first tried it, it was amazing. I was like, wow, I can be super mom and get everything done in a matter of, a couple hours. This is great. But very quickly, my entire life started to unravel. I lost my job, lost my car, lost my apartment. I had my kids go with their father. And in other words, I pretty much abandoned them. I was running the streets with strangers, people who wanted to smoke meth just like I did. And I did try to get sober about a year ago. I went to a short-term, it's called Wayside, but was only a short period of time after that, because again, I was trying to do it in my own strength, that I relapsed. And I remember I spoke to my daughter and, you know, I said, I'm so sorry that I failed you again. And she told me, Mom, as long, there's no such thing as fail as long as you keep trying. And she said, please, Mom, just try one more time. And so I came to Teen Challenge. Like Leah mentioned, I came into short term. And I, you know, I said, all right, fine, I'll do this short term. But when I came in, it was an amazing experience because I, you know, I was surrounded by love immediately. People were, you know, telling me how much they loved me and thought, I don't even know you, you know. My own family doesn't tell me this kind of thing. So what, who are you people? And I realized what it was actually like in God's kingdom. It was the opposite. Here I thought I had to do it in my own strength, try harder, fight harder. But really the answer was surrender, give up. And as soon as I did, it was like it all just became really clear. And it was funny because I, you know, even though I said, okay, God, I'll do it your way, but do I really have to do long term? And he put on my heart, you don't have to do long term. You get to do long term. Like, this is a blessing, you know. And once my mind started to turn and I started to realize what a blessing it was, it pretty much changed everything. And granted, you know, living with 100 women, we don't always get along, but I think God is really showing me, like, through what I'm going through here is, you know, I try to, every time I have an experience with one of the ladies that, you know, like, not to my standard or what I want it to be, I think of a time in my life when I was that way, and what would I have wanted somebody to say to me, or how could I help, you know, and I feel like, you know, it's been such a wonderful experience. I have 3 more months left, and then I graduate, and so I'm just really excited to see what God's plans are for my life. So thank you very much for your support.
Thank you, Natalie. I just love hearing those testimonies because you get to see everyone's heart. You're such an incredible woman. And I get to see these women and men every day and the transformation that God is making in their hearts and their lives. And selfishly, it's just so incredible to see. So thank you for sharing, Natalie. The last foundation that I talk about, I don't spend a whole lot of time on it, but just our aftercare program. So when clients are in the long term, in that level 4, they start transitioning, they start working with aftercare. It really is a sense of community. This is what we can plug you into, the churches we can connect you with. These are different people. These are different resources. This is different businesses that support Teen Challenge, try to get a job here. And aftercare is really making sure that everyone stays in touch with Teen Challenge. It really is a sense of community. You know, I have my sister here with me today. My parents both go out and rep. Every weekend I hear about how it was great for clients to see my parents and hear new stories all the time. And it's just so great to see that everyone here really is brothers and sisters in Christ. And it's so great to see that transformation. Up next, we are going to have Aaron, and he'll be sharing his testimony. Let's welcome Aaron to the stage.
Hello. Before I get started, I just want to say something about my buddy Alonzo. I came in 5 days before him, and I got to see him come in. And, you know, as we all came in, we were just messes, and I got to see God transform him just completely in and out, transform his heart, renew him, and it has been the most amazing thing to watch, and it is truly a blessing to be at Teen Challenge and to be witnesses of God's work firsthand. And, I mean, you deserve an applause, man. Like, and, oh, man. I love Teen Challenge. But, you know, drugs were being introduced in around my life in about seventh grade. And I had a pretty good upbringing, and I give a lot of credit to me being able to say no to all that, to that. And but the one thing I didn't do was change who I hung around with. For some reason, I kept the same friends that were using for years, and I probably said no about 500 times before they eventually cracked me, and I decided to try marijuana for the first time. And it was marijuana for the first couple years of my addiction, and then it got to prescription painkillers, to cocaine, to drinking, and then all of it at the same time, every day. Fast forward a couple years, 2 months before I came into Teen Challenge, I was working I had a corporate position at a multi-billion dollar company in the field of information technology. And I don't say that to boast, but I say that to highlight something that my buddy John here once said, that addiction doesn't discriminate against anybody. If you give the devil a foothold in your life, he's going to run with it, and he's going to absolutely destroy you. It doesn't matter who you are, what you do, he is going to destroy you, and addiction is his gateway to your life. And but since coming into Teen Challenge, God showed me that no matter how awesome that job was, I was missing something, and that was him. He was the only thing that could fulfill me. He changed me. I mean, I could, like, literally feel the change in my heart, in my mind, the way I thought. And when I first got into Teen Challenge, I was like, 30 days, I'm out of here. But as 30 days approached, I kept seeing the change, and I started loving it. My parents, they started seeing the change. They were loving it. They were proud of me again. They could trust what I was saying was real, which is amazing. And so I gave it more time, and the longer I stayed here, the more I changed, and the more I changed, the closer I got to God, and the closer God got to me, the more I could help other people too. And I stayed 78 days in short term, and I've gotten to see God place certain people in my life who have just been spiritual brothers to me that I absolutely love, and I never had that outside of here. So, God bless them. I am so thankful for this program, because I am getting my life back. And to have a whole year to put everything on pause and to just work on yourself is an absolute blessing. And there's nothing short of that. And to have God in my life is the most fulfilling thing I've ever done. I know, yeah.
Again, I'm not going to cry, but I love hearing stories like that. Let's give everyone another round of applause. You guys can go ahead and have a seat. We're not going to do the last song. So we were going to do one more song, but kind of short on time. So sorry if we switched that up on you guys. But hearing these stories, these testimonies of lives transformed and families restored, I know that just sounds so good, but that's exactly what it is. It's so incredible to see week in and week out the transformation that God is making in everyone's hearts and everyone's lives, their families. It's so great. We do God's work, and it's so incredible that we get to be a part of it. It's so incredible that we get to see you guys every day, and your hearts, the hearts that all these clients have, is so incredible and so huge. And me selfishly, if I see someone during the day, how's it going? Oh, I'm struggling. Let me pray for you guys. It's so incredible to see everyone work together. We do operate off of churches like you guys, for volunteers, for mentors, for car donations, for money donations. But the biggest thing is prayers. This is a partnership. If you can connect with someone after service, ask them how you can pray for them, but also give them something to pray for you. This is something that, pray for Teen Challenge, that we're going the direction that God wants us to. Pray for staff, pray for clients, pray for clients' family members. This isn't easy. We mentioned that earlier, but it's such a struggle, and we need the clients in this program to know that their family members or anyone that they know outside of the program is supporting them and loving them, and let them know that God is there for them. If anyone has any questions, I'll be at the table in the back, in kind of the open area at the end of the service. But we're going to have Reverend Trent come back up. Thank you, you guys.